Hey folks, Jeff Salzman here, and today I'm sitting with my dear friend and fellow traveler in the integral movement, somebody many of you know and love, and it's Robert MacNaughton, who is the head guy here at the Integral Center here in Integral Valley, Boulder, Denver, Colorado. And welcome, Robert. Good to see you.
Thanks, Jeff. This is a real pleasure of mine to be here, and what a great way to spend a late fall afternoon.
Indeed, yeah. So as I said, you're heading up the Integral Center these days here in Boulder, and for those of you who don't know, it's a sweet old church that we converted into an Integral Center about 5 years ago. And as far as I know, I don't know, what do you think, Robert? Is there others in the world not quite like this for
That's
sure?
been a question we've been thinking into, and part of me is like, well, God, there's got to be thousands of intentional communities and
Yeah.
centers, and of course, churches since the beginning of time. So there's no way that this can be unique. But then on the other end, as far as an explicitly integral community center, one that's actually committed to bringing in integral with a capital I principles, Wilberian principles, we haven't been able to find one.
Yeah, no, me either. And that's cool, so maybe we're in the integral pantheon here. We'll have busts, marble busts. So there's really, when I think about the Integral Center, and I was, of course, part of the original founding, you've taken it over for what, the last 2, 3 years?
Coming up on the second anniversary.
Yeah. It's really two things in a way. In one way, it's a community center for the locals, and in another way, it's an international center for the real integral, committed, self-identified practitioners. And how's that working out?
It's great. I do see it as a touchstone, for the integral community, just for people to know that there's a home base, that there is actually like a solid, gross level walls for the integral vision to come and touch in with. And actually, I would say that's easier. The global part is easier than the local
It
part.
is.
And if this is the only integral center, I kind of understand why.
And this is the challenge of bringing an integral center into a real community of, basically green, exit green, orange, modernist, postmodernist.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it, and watching them trying to get along and then wondering what value do I have to say for any of it.
Yeah. And what have I done to put myself in this position?
It's really like a beautiful roller coaster, I would say. I would highly recommend community leadership to anyone who wants to experience the blessings and curses of humanity, in
Right.
some of its deepest levels.
Yeah.
It's all there. I was talking to some of my friends this weekend and saying, it's like, man, being in community, you experience all of your unenlightened parts, and it's painful. I had like two or three kind of painful confrontational encounters while we were running an event this past weekend with people I care about. And it hurts to be unenlightened. And I get like why a lot of spiritual teachers would either not be in community or kind of sit above community, because actually being a human being is painful. And what a ride. What a gift to get to experience this. I would say this is the most powerful transformational path I've ever had the privilege of having access to.
Well, and you're so right on the upside, particularly downside too. But the upside is that it's just like the event we had a couple weeks ago here, the Integral Living Room. So
That's
this
right.
was more of an international event, so people came from all over the world. And it's just the way it is. I suppose it's true for tribes at any altitude. But when integral people get together who are really working on it and know the territory, and they come from wherever they are to be with other people who are flying at that altitude, there is an amazing emergent
Totally.
that comes out of that. And it just becomes the most interesting community. It becomes the most interesting conversations. There's a warmth, there's a forgiveness, there's a sense that everybody's there for each other, that we actually do see. It's like I think of one of the first exercises we did the first morning, actually the first exercise, and Diane Hamilton, of course, handled it so beautifully. And we just got in a big circle and pondered the question, what is a second tier or an integral we space?
Right.
And of course, it all degenerated into a green, orange kind of morass.
That's right.
And Diane handled it beautifully. It was completely expected that that would happen. And everybody's in the game. Everybody's riveted. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Everybody's trying to be seen and heard. And they want their and everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a view. They have deep understanding of what's going on. And, you know, and there's hurt feelings and there's, but nothing lasts for long. I mean, this is the magic part of the space is that at the end of it, we have a break, you know, and there's been lots of chaos, lots of conflict. Right. Everybody's at the edge of their seat, you know. And so we have a break and we come back and we get to look at it. And Diane leads us in this amazing, you know, sort of debrief.
Yes.
Of it. And we see our part. Everybody plays and everybody's shadows and baggage. And it's just a giggly delight.
Yes.
You know, there's just almost no residual that hangs on. And I just love that.
Yes.
About a clean community space.
Well, it shows that it's being held by something larger than what's normally there. That's where it becomes community as a practice, community as a meditation.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we can drop in and kind of almost incarnate into this roller coaster of humanity, but being held by a larger context of, you know, what is second tier we space? One of my teachers says, you know, goals create obstacles. When we call in something like, say, the integral vision, be ready to encounter everything between us and it and why it's not here and the extreme pleasure and suffering of the karma that has to be digested.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you said about it being a practice, because I think that's actually something that if we look at how the integral movement, if you will, is maturing, is that there are people all through the integral world who are working on or wanting to work on intersubjective practice.
Yes.
That is essentially meditation practice in a we space with and amongst more than one person. And many of us have done our share of individual practice, Buddhist meditation or whatever kinds of meditation or martial arts or that we may have been part of.
Right.
But to actually then consider the second person practice as a real thing and to work on it, that's just part of what's emerging.
Yeah.
And I think what has really been impressive with you guys running the Integral Center in Boulder is that you have brought forth this particular interpersonal practice called circling.
Yes.
And that it's really very potent, very simple, and a lot of people have been, you know, there's a lot of fruits to the actual meditation or the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll do my best to try to reel it in, because this is, you know, what I live and breathe these days. I think it, for me, it's just been incredibly practical. The practice of circling is when I first encountered it, I literally had people in my life being like, okay, there's something different about you now. And so many challenges that I had in the social space that I thought were just who I am, all of a sudden were actually developing, you know, which is what I love about Integral is that we believe that development actually is happening. And I get to experience that again and again. And it's always a surprise. But that it doesn't matter what I believe or what I'm bringing to the table, that this intersubjective practice of, you know, trying to get someone's world of like wanting to actually include your perspective. We meet anybody where they're at. And so we haven't, it hasn't been a practice that's just for the integral space. It's been able to meet anybody and we get to see that development happening there. And it has been, I believe, successful in starting to kind of broaden out into mainstream a bit more because of the practice is explicitly about meeting people where they're at. And also it's a horizontal practice, you know, more of a pluralistic green practice of let's be brothers here. Let's level the playing field and let's see, you know, let's have enough humility to say like, actually, I don't know what truth is more than you do. And I'm curious about your truth. And I have enough stability in my own development to hold my seat and not contract around needing you to get my world and have the practice in that, but still holding a vertical rigor in, we're only going to do that for 45 minutes, you know, because anybody of us that have ever processed before, quote unquote, knows that like, it's exhausting. And if you do it for too long, you never want to do it again. And mm-hmm. I think that's why, you know, processing hasn't been, you're very welcome in the integral space because we're just so done with it.
Yeah.
And so part of the practice of circling is, yes, the horizontal space and the vertical space of, you know, we're actually going to have some rigor and discipline around staying with our commitments. And we're just going to do this for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's great. And the basic practice is it's just practice of seeing and being seen, basically, in a small circle of what, 5+ people, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
And just responding in real time to what's arising in the moment and really just feeling and naming some of the energetics and yeah. what you're seeing about each other. And
at its most simple, it's like getting in touch with what it feels like to be us.
Nice.
You know?
I like that.
Which, of course, is simple, and it requires, okay, well, what does it feel like to be me?
Yes.
And then when I put my attention on you, what does it feel like to imagine being you?
Well, if we think of individual meditation, basically sitting on the cushion, unless you're doing some, you know, special kind of meditation,
that's right.
It's basically just observing what it is, in my case, to be Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, what is this arising that I call Jeff? What is this experience that I call me?
Yeah.
And to do that amongst us, that's really cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I like that. And you're right. Anybody can do it. You don't have to ever have heard of integral or read a book or there's not a whole lot of thinking involved, really.
That's right. And there's also all of the things that get in the way of that, you know, of it actually happening. And that's where a circle in the way we teach it has a facilitator. And we train facilitators because there's actually, that's where integral consciousness is critical, you know, or really helps to have to be developed in this line of being able to hold my seat while I'm feeling into you and not experience all of my baggage, you know, all of my shadow, and actually be able to witness that and be like, oh, I'm noticing I want to fix you right now. I'm noticing I want to give you advice. I'm noticing I want to tell you I'm right and you're wrong. And like, that takes a lot of practice and co-exploration. And that's why it's also not a two-person practice. When we have a third person and a fourth person and more, all of a sudden more perspectives get to be integrated and just be like, well, actually, I agree with, you know, I resonate with what they were saying. And then still have that role of facilitator that's saying, it's like, okay, before we go off into that, we're going to stay on this track. And so there's a lot of subtleties. There's a lot of, you know, better ways for it to go. And it's so, at the end of the day, it's what we all know. It's just so simple.
Yeah. And you talk about training facilitators, and
yeah.
that's one of your big programs too, right?
Yes.
And that's Aletheia?
Aletheia is like our weekend training that allows people to experience the practice in as impeccable a space as we can host. And all yes, you do learn this simple practice. Then we also have a six-month training, a train the trainer, mm-hmm. where people get to go on a six-month ride of learning more about themselves, getting their asses circled off, and then, you know, circling each other such that then we actually, some of the people we certify and say that, you know, okay, then you're authorized to be an official circling facilitator of ours. And you know, that's what pays the bills. Like mm-hmm. when it comes down to it, that's how I'm able to pay you rent it's that, you know, Decker often says, my business partner, that if it was just a loving practice, that'd be well enough. It'd be something we do, but it wouldn't be something that people would fly into this country, you know, and to show up for if it didn't have this kind of X factor where people's way they're experiencing others in relationship and being experienced is changing.
Yeah. Well, and then you have other kinds of courses that also work in the same territory. And I'm thinking of what's coming up for New Year's.
Yeah.
You're calling Senia. So I'm actually part of this.
Totally.
And if I could just sort of maybe think out loud a little bit
Great.
About some of what is happening here, theoretically even, is that one of the principles of integral theory, Wilberian, Ken Wilber's integral theory, is the idea of lines of development.
Yes.
And there are almost an infinite number of lines of development that we can talk about that
Agreed.
Human beings have. And so one of the things that I think comes on this, we were talking about this in the integral living room, is one of the things that comes online at integral is that we can approach each other and encounter each other with the assumption, just as a practice, that the person I'm with here has some line that's spiking into genius.
Yeah. Totally.
There's some part of this person that is just a genius. And I think of friends of mine who, again, whether they are aware of it or integral or anything else, I think of a friend of mine who's literally a genius cook, mm-hmm. in the sense of just how she thinks about menus, how she chooses food, how she puts it together, the ease with, you know, I'm honored to be her sous chef.
Nice.
Because it's just, actually, I'm working with a master.
Right.
And then the eating of it, yes. is, you know, almost an afterthought of it. It's also fantastic. So, and I think of a friend of mine who's just an amazing mother. Yeah. I think of friends of mine who are just, I think of Diane Hamilton, just the ability to metabolize a group, and Decker Kunov, the partner that you're yeah. talking about, these people. And so when we make it a practice to see the genius in each other, and also to acknowledge and get better acquainted with our own genius,
yeah.
then what you have then is not just two people getting together, two maybe well-educated, culturally aware, America, you know, people, modern, postmodern, but you have two geniuses yeah. getting together, and they know it yeah. in a certain way. And there's, again, another X factor that arises out of that.
Yeah.
And so this weekend coming up is called Genius, which is like, where did that term
Brian
come
from? Eno coined the term.
Brian Eno?
Yeah. yeah. You know, the record producer, and, you know, just a, you know, all the things we could say about what he's contributed to the world as a genius, yes, a musical genius. And he was referring to these kind of little places in history, these little scenes around the world where geniuses emerged from. And that actually, you know, when you think of a culture, like think of your favorite cultures in the world, it's the people that you experience there that colors it. That actually, you know, according to integral theory, you know, a community doesn't actually have a level of development. Its level of development is made up of the individuals within it. But there are the systems that make up that community. There is the culture, the kind of the memes and the language and the communication and the experiences that people associate with, like, being in the integral center that allows unique genius of a particular kind to emerge, you know?
Yeah.
And so for this event, you know, we want to be willing to claim that, yeah, there are geniuses here, you know, and sitting on the bias that we all have genius and maybe yet to discover, but being willing to own it and gather together and be like, let's feel into our unique genius together and celebrate it and really just have a good time with each other doing what we most value. Because, you know, we talk about levels of development and integral, but you're not the same. In my experience, I'm not the same level of development everywhere I go. That when I go hang out with my folks, you know, back east, there's a way I feel like I'm back in high school again, you know, where those were the structures that supported me and people kind of, that's how they remember me and things like that. And it's a whole different ballgame to experience what I value the most. But that when we can actually have a shared context of what we care about and trust, you know, people that are in our community know that, you know, Jeff, you being there as a leader is going to invoke this kind of space. That's a kind of space that we want and fuels us and really helps us. And so that we can come together and just like, just have a kick-ass party and walk away with tangible new knowledge, tangible new practices and development to go back into the trenches of our own community, wherever that is, our own we space, and
right.
and keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, right on. I know, having had a hand in producing the Integral Institute seminars that we did in the past, that we'd have these complex curricula around
totally.
Psychology or leadership or ecology or whatever it was. And people would learn things, but inevitably, the most important, powerful thing that people would notice at the end of our time together was just how delicious it was to be together.
Yeah.
And just the actual, I always love this, I think it's a Swiss word, louche.
Yes.
This sort of liquid space.
Yes.
This space of literally subtle energy.
Yes.
That is unlike anything else.
Right.
That you find in any other sort of part of your life. And it's just, it's worthy.
Yeah. You know, and maybe if you're a subtle energy master, you can carry that louche while you're walking down the streets of New York, but I know I can't. And that actually it's important that when we create either a building or an event, a space and time that has a context of this experience, it calls it in and it gives me permission to trust it, to hold that and therefore I can experience it. And so I like to see these events in the Integral Center as a safe haven for the integral vision, that you can show up there trusting that, yes, this is here, this is somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's, you're more likely to experience it here than maybe the streets of New York.
Yeah, we hope. Yeah. So, Robert, I also see that you guys basically have a full schedule. There's stuff going on all day. So there's meditation in the morning.
Yep.
There's yoga in the morning.
Yep.
There's men's groups. What else? Just could be some of the community stuff here.
Yeah. You know, you might've heard me kind of gasp a little bit about the, it's too full of a schedule. We might say, you know, it's a 14,000 square foot building and we've managed to kind of load it up with stuff. But all transformative practices, all beautiful spaces. So yeah, there's the meditation, there's the embodiment classes, whether it's yoga or there's three kinds of martial arts happening, authentic movement and embodiment, you know, Feldenkrais, you know, all the things you can think that, you know, have come through. And then yes, all the sorts of intersubjective practices that are, you know, the circling and the different kinds of variations of that. So there's several men's groups that are either hosted there, open or private. There's a, we have a community council, which is like the core group of members that just practice with each other every week. We have game nights, which we like to call our conscious nightlife, where people can come in and have kind of like a mini workshop experience, but it's like a better way to spend a Tuesday night, you know, than going out to a bar or a movie. It's like, let's go and meet people. And of course, a lot of people, you know, want to make new connections and things like that in a well-held space. We call it game night because we say, hey, the Integral is a better game. You know, we're not saying it's the right game, but we, it's the game we want to play. Right. And so, yeah, there's, and then almost every weekend we have a training, if not our own, you know, we're hosting another, you know, teacher's training. And in some ways it's a challenge because, you know, on some nights there'll be like seven groups meeting all on a single night. And it's like, man, what if all these people were in the same room? You know, that would be a different experience. So we're still, it feels pluralistic in some ways where it's just like, okay.
Well, I think that's where it, we could say it ought to be there because it inevitably has to be there.
That's right.
Integral arises out of green and orange,
yeah,
you know, and Boulder's a really green town.
Yes.
So yeah, it's appropriate that this should be a place for the most progressive stuff, really from all over the map.
Yeah.
And then there's people who are called and drawn to a more integral thing, and they can choose that. I mean, there's the explicitly integral stuff that is going on.
That's right.
As well. So it's real. I think you actually have a really nice balance. All I know is I'm of course there a lot myself.
That's right.
But every time I drive by, the parking lot's full. That's sort of my gauge, and it's really so cool to see that.
Yeah, there's definitely vitality running through it. And like, you know, right now we're rebuilding from the flood and I'm excited to put in a few more offices where there can be more people in the building kind of full time, you know, so just it has that hum of, you know, like when you walk into a Zen temple, you can just feel the practice, as Diane talks about a lot. And like, I'm wanting to call that in more in the Integral Center, that you walk in and you kind of feel that transmission because it's in the people. And, you know, and development is happening here. It's just the community, the people in the community are growing. You know, some of them just like night and day difference in just a year. The organization, the systems are growing. Like we're becoming, I'm getting better at delegating and not having to be the martyr that does it all myself. And it's just a fascinating experience.
Yeah, well, that's something. I mean, as you get more and more people and actually have a you know, day-to-day space for integralists to consciously develop, you know, it's hard to overstate the potential power of that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier some of the challenges. And of course, one of the biggest challenges of the last few months has been the flood.
Right.
The Boulder floods.
Biblical type disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know, significant financial blow.
Yep.
Lost half the space. The whole basement flooded.
Yep.
And now it's all, you know, of course, all cleaned out and drywall and all of that kind of stuff and been mitigated and certified and, you know, fairly well.
Yeah.
And I love what you put on the website, the quote from Picasso that says, every act of creation is first of all, an act of destruction.
Right.
And I like that because It really does. You know, I own the building. That's
right.
Just truth in advertising here. And it's a chance to clear out that basement.
Totally really, a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. And we, you know, we've used parts of it and civilized parts of it. But now, you know, the whole place is cleaned out. And it's really such a potential to really bring in so much more energy.
It's one of those experiences that makes it really hard not to be a mystic, you know, and just be like, okay, there's something going on here. Because, yeah, I mean, all of these kind of crowded storage rooms and just, yeah, the file storage and just, you know, some dark energy was down there. You know, we've been purified, now purified with toxic sewage waters. But, you know, also I'm getting to run this fundraiser now, which is, you know, a fundraiser in simple, but it's the biggest PR campaign we've ever done. Like I'm getting to tell people that I, you know, don't talk to that much about this place and about my care for it. Like in a way it's a huge blessing to have this opportunity to call in more resource and to actually help us take us to a new level.
Yeah. You're doing fundraising to basically, rebuild and replace and renew and
to evolve
and so if people are moved to check that out and maybe donate, where do they go?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a link, you know, wherever you're listening to this. We'll just put it's an Indiegogo campaign and it's running through
Indiegogo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Kickstarter and that'll run through early December. And what's really cool is people in the community have been donating their products and services. You know, there's like, for people that donate at a certain level, people are giving away massages and all sorts of kind of coaching offerings and things like that. We've got a gift for a private meeting with Ken Wilber, opportunities to be on an advisory circle for the Integral Center. Really, this whole experience for me has been about deepening relationships, which of course is the practice of community. Like if we're talking about this second person we space practice, it's like, what is relationship? And through the flood, I've been forced to deepen relationship. You and I are on the phone, you know, almost every week, where I'm meeting these flood mitigation people and insurance adjusters and, you know, all walks of life that I didn't know lived in Boulder. And I'm learning and it's like, whoa, okay, this church, they did a renovation here at this time. And and through the campaign, it's all these opportunities to get into relationship and connection with members of the community and learn more about Integral. And we get to have these conversations and broadcast these out there. I think this is expanding the mission, you know, with a natural disaster, which is just like, who'd have thought that up?
Well, and it's actually it's sort of an oft-told story you hear around Boulder. It's these people who were victimized, they lost their homes.
Totally.
And they look at it now as, you know, still a tragedy and all of that, but also you see the blessings.
Yes.
And how the community rallies and how people really step up. And I was very impressed by the response of the Integral community that you've magnetized here, Robert, to this flood. And these guys who were showing up in, you know, mid-calf deep water / sewage, just salvaging what they can and working 8-hour shifts and all organized. And I don't know, there's 30 people doing this over the, you know, around the clock. And that was something that was really, really impressive. If there was any doubt that there's actually a heart beating and in this place, that was a decisive time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very cool. And I think what you're doing is really very significant. I mean, you know, Ken talks about that even the thoughts we think and the conversations that we have really are, they're actual things. They're in the interiors in terms of the quadrants and they're immaterial, but they're actually things that add to the storehouse of human consciousness and wisdom and, you know, the ever unfolding stages of goodness, truth, and beauty, actually.
Yeah.
And so it's really just very significant to see this little jewel in Boulder really beginning to shine in a way and that is, I think, significant.
Yeah, there's a there.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, this we call it the Integral Center, half tongue in cheek, you know, from the, you know, mythical, the Integral Center from the book Boomeritis. And, but also it's just like, you know, there can be a center. I remember back in the Integral Institute days, people would always come to town being like, where is the Institute? And to me, it's not this office right here, you know? But, that, you know, that it is, you know, there's the secret and all that thing of thoughts are things, but when we did the Cosmic Creativity, you know, seminar with Ken, I really started to understand that more, that when we actually have a shared experience and a value and believe something, that we can actually deposit that into something. And that's actually where temples get built, of people saying like, no, we value something. Let's put a stone here and let's actually have a place that we can return to and experience this value that we share. And that is actually growing. And I'm so excited that it's like becoming more and more of a potential that we can have something that is not just something that we kind of like do in our off time and then leave at the door when we go to work, but is actually the thing that we're totally thrilled to brag about and invite people into and continue moving forward that way.
Big part of our life.
And, you know, I'll say an additional thing here of like, it's funny. It's like if I were like a priest in the Catholic Church, it's a whole different thing in community leadership where I have this giant system to lean back into whenever there's community pressure or challenges and things like that. Literally. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, we've done this before. We know how to deal with it. When it's the first Integral Center, you know, out there, there's not a whole lot of, you know, resource to go into. But that's also where I'm realizing that, like, I do get to stand on the shoulders of giants. So basically, I get to stand on your shoulders and all that you have invested into. Like, I, in many ways, I see you as kind of like the patron saint of Integral, because, you know, like you, how much you have invested to move this mission forward, you know, and with all the slings and arrows that have come with that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And we both get to stand on Ken's shoulders.
Totally.
Who, I mean, some people come to the center and they're like, oh, I don't want to do this Wilbur worship thing, you know, and da, 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 da. And it's like, to me, if I don't worship Wilbur, you know, out of some idea, I like, I'm devoted to Ken because he deserves it.
Yeah.
Because he did his homework. So it baffles me the amount of work that he did so that we don't have to.
Yeah.
We do not have to recreate the integral wheel.
Yeah. Well, talk about a genius who figured it out and was actually able to give his gift to the world. I mean, Ken Wilber's right up there.
For sure.
You know.
And in a, you know, when we're talking about green and beyond, reverence isn't a oft encountered experience, you know, like green's really good at burning anything down to the ground. And so in places like Boulder, you don't see statues around and, you know, there's a statue of Chief Niwot, you know, things like that.
Yeah, but it's kind of ironic.
During the Integral Living Room, those jets flew over and that was for Scott Carpenter's memorial service, astronaut who grew up in Boulder. And that doesn't happen in Boulder much, where there's the 7-gun salute and F-16s flying over. And where's that reverence in a green and post-green world?
Yeah.
And I want to kind of start making a stand of like, you know, let's build a statue to old Ken, you know, in the center. And let's say that the Integral Center is that statue and that, like, That man did a good job.
Yes, he did, and continues to.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's so good. It's fun to have him come to the center.
Oh yeah,
and how people, you know, love it, and it's all so good.
Yeah, and still draws all the criticism. He's still taking arrows in the back, like the rest of us.
Yeah,
and
there's no arrow-free option here.
Yeah,
you know, if you're out there in the arena, you're going to get it.
Yeah,
and that's fine. You know, that's, well, I'm happy to sign up for
it. It's
that.
An honor.
It's an honor. Yeah. It's not a pleasure. It's an honor.
That's right.
Well, Robert, thank you so much. It's just for all you're doing and for sitting down with us today.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or you?
You know, I think we covered most of the points. Yeah. And this was a tremendous pleasure. And we talked right before this conversation about maybe doing a live event at the end of the fundraiser with our live stream and, you know, talk some more about it and things like that.
And that would be December 10th, I believe.
Yeah, Tuesday night, December 10th.
Yeah, that's the end of the fundraiser for the flood relief and the rebuilding.
That's right.
Yeah, so excellent.
The re-evolution.
Yeah, and anybody who's interested in checking out the Integral Center and all the activities there and joining in, integralcenter.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
and
get
I'm
you
sure
there.
There's a link there and happy too.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for this opportunity to hang out with you today. And I look forward to lots more good times.
More to come.
And thanks for listening in.
You bet. Yeah. Thanks, folks.